No. And welcome back to the greatest show on earth. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior.
And I'm Felipe Esparza.
And today we're going to be going over Bad Boys Ride or No.
Ride or Die, baby.
Yeah, Ride or Die.
Yeah, Ride or Die.
I was about to say the title of the third one.
Yeah,
Bad Boys for Life. Yeah.
Which should be the title of the last. Yeah, yeah. Or the last one or whatever.
Yeah.
This is just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all in agreement with that.
Big ass spider.
I know. There. I saw it, bro. He's like, where? He's on top of the chair. Yeah, man. We'll be doing a non spoiler and spoiler review. So make sure you guys stay to the very end, at least to the non-spoiler part, because we're going to be letting you guys know if you guys should watch this movie or watch it on streaming or just never watch it, you know?
I mean, the movie stars Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
Same guys from the last three.
Same fools. Nothing changes.
Same guys for the next three, probably.
Yeah, Martin lost weight, though.
Eh?
Martin lost weight from the third one. Yeah, no,
from
Third one, he was not fat shaming anybody. I'm just saying he's...
Do you guys want to start with letter grades?
Yeah, we can start with letter grades.
So I was talking to Daniel about it.
Ooh.
I like the day after or something. Yeah. I give this movie an A minus.
Me too. I'm pretty excited. A minus.
I think I'm just gonna give it an A.
Oh,
solid A?
It was a good movie.
No. It's in my top five.
Yeah, me definitely too. Top five.
Definitely, it was a great movie. I'm glad you guys are on.
Reading an article that was saying that this movie potentially saved the summer.
Because Memorial Day weekend was bad. Like, shit. No, I definitely do. I mean, I hope it did. We'll get to the box office here in a bit.
Yeah.
But critics, what do they think?
Rotten Tomatoes. The audience gave it a 97%.
97?
97 audience.
Yeah.
It was a great movie. We'll talk about it.
And the critics gave it a 64%.
Okay. Those critics, man, they're hard to please.
Yeah, they are extremely hard to please.
They just don't like good films, man.
No, they don't like entertaining movies. They want gravitas.
Yeah.
I thought it had gravitas. What about CinemaScore?
I thought so too. And CinemaScore gave it an A minus.
We're right there. We're locked in. We're locked in. It's been a while. Guys, it's been a while. The boys are back.
Yeah.
The boys are back.
It's been a month, dude.
Yes. For them, they probably don't think because I'm not,
the way you released these videos.
Yeah. They're I thought they were gone. They're back in next episode. No, it's been a couple. It's been four episodes that we've been.
How many did I miss? Just Furiosa and Garfield?
Yeah. Yeah. That's only one.
What was the one we did before that?
Also, you're going to have to record by yourself for our birthdays.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just you.
Yeah, I know.
I want to see that video.
Hey, guys, welcome back. It's just your boy.
It's just your boy.
Me. You just see the face.
ASMR.
Better than ever. So Deadpool, you guys aren't doing Deadpool with me, right?
Well, I guess we can do it when we get back.
Yeah, we can do it when we can get back.
You guys want to do Deadpool?
Yeah.
I definitely want to do Deadpool.
Okay. Hey, say less or say more.
Or we do a Zoom call.
Well, I might be going on a trip third week of July or second week of July.
That's almost our
birthday. That's fine because it's
Alliance. Oh, I'm going from the 13th to the 21st. So I'm going to be gone.
Okay. Oh, then when you come back, we're going to be gone.
Yeah.
So we might be taking a month off.
No.
No, that's 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, this guy, he's two Saturdays. No, take the whole month.
Yeah.
Take the whole month, bro. No, we're done.
We're just not going to work for the rest of the year.
I told my dad, I was like, hey, I might take a trip for my birthday. He's like, no mames.
No mames, otro.
Otro? I was like,
no te da vergüenza? Sí, pero lo aguanto. Sí, pero lo aguanto. There is award season.
Yes.
MVP for Inside Out 2? No.
Bad Boys.
Oh my God, bro. It's because we just watched that. So I was like,
I'm so excited for that movie.
For Inside Out 2?
Yeah. The first one is top three.
You haven't watched it?
I don't even think I've ever seen
it. The first one I have watched.
The second one. When you said I'm really excited for it, I'm like, didn't you watch it already?
Literally.
Okay, guys. Back on track. Award season. MVP. Ride or Die. Bad Boys.
Martin Lawrence.
I'm going to give it to Martin Lawrence, too.
You know what, bro? I think this is going to be a sneaky MVP. I'm giving it to Reggie.
For his two scenes?
Yeah, no. Dude, he really came out. He showed out. Even the last scene, he was just really funny. Sneaky MVP, though. Sneaky,
Dark horse.
Dark horse, you know? I would give it to Martin, or maybe Will, but Martin was funny.
I like how Martin... I feel like
Is that Marcus? Martin's character?
Martin's always played second fiddle.
To Will,
especially in the third one.
Yeah.
Especially in the third one, I thought it was kind of bad. So it was nice to have him get a little bit more.
He probably wants to be more laid back too, though.
Yeah.
Who, Martin Lawrence?
He probably doesn't want to be
No, I bet you he lost weight just to be more in it.
Probably.
Because Will Smith is, acting next to Will Smith must be hard. He has a lot of charisma and a lot of.
Yeah, don't do a right hand slap.
I don't know. I still think of Gemini Man. I always think of Gemini Man.
Have you watched Gemini?
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
We do have the anti-MVP of Bad Boys, Ride or Die. Who do you guys give your anti-MVP, the worst character?
Vanessa Hudgens. She wasn't in it enough.
Damn. Okay. We'll talk about that more.
I'm actually going to give it to Armando.
Armando, I was gonna give him the MVP. Yeah. That's crazy, Armando.
Yeah,
you know, man.
I feel like all his scenes, he was just very monotone and flat, and he sounded like a robot.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
I'm gonna give
like
it
I get that he's a serious character, yeah. But dude, there's still ways to add like even the way your tone and the way you perceive yourself. Yeah. You can do it in a more menacing and intimidating way.
I liked him. I thought
I didn't say he was like horrible, but like he could have been a lot better.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to the villain. I feel like the
mayor.
No, not the mayor. Yeah, Dane. I'm gonna give it to the mayor. No, I'm gonna give it. What's his name in the
Eric Dane? Oh, Eric? in the movie.
He's the guy who plays Mr. Fantastic. That's all I know.
No, that's not who we're talking about.
What? Yeah, that's the mayor.
No.
He's running for.
We're not talking about the mayor.
We're talking about the villain.
I know, but you said yeah, the mayor. And then
no, I said the mayor because not thinking about the mayor, he also sucked ass.
Yeah,
but,
it was terrible.
But he sucked ass for another reason. No, yeah, the other guy. I just felt like he needed.
He's from Euphoria. That's all I know.
Yeah, I also know he's from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I got you.
That's where I know him from.
His name is Eric Dane.
Yeah, Eric Dane.
What, in the movie or
no?
In real life.
Real life.
I thought he needed more, like, you know, gravitas. No, his villain, like, I felt like they didn't really flesh out the villain this movie, you know? He was very one-sided. I needed more, man. I needed more from him.
His reasoning didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was just a lot. Yeah, and we saw that reasoning, like, at the end of the movie, man. Yeah. I wish we would have gotten more of his backstory at the beginning and, like, just seen more from him, you know? Like, with these movies, especially we're, like, 4 movies in, we don't need to see Will or Martin as much, you know? Like, you can build up your villain more because we already know about Will, like we already know them, you know. That's my main problem. We do have the Horny on the Timeline Award playa. I'm gonna give it to the mayor, or who
are you gonna give it to the mayor? No, I'm gonna give it to what's his name? Hold on.
Ooh, nobody was like really that horny.
No, the mayor, bro. No, the mayor literally just got in a relationship just to fuck.
I'm gonna give it to Alexander Ludwig.
Oh, yeah, because
Dorn,
that's they were married.
They're hooking up and they're in a relationship.
Yeah, they're in a relationship for sure. It was so funny because he was like, look, man, I have something to tell you. It's been eating at me. I wanted to tell you, but I didn't know how. I'm like, motherfucker, it's okay.
It's like, yeah, it's okay. I would have folded two.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give it to Daniel.
Hey, when did they record this? Because I was going to say, isn't she pregnant?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
Yeah, it's probably like a year or two ago.
Probably.
Yeah, probably a year before. Yeah. She pregnant right now?
Yes.
With whose baby? Austin? No, they're not even together anymore. Who's?
It's some baseball player.
Ah, perro. Good for him. It should have been me. It's the Daniel.
But that's my award. That's who I give it to. Yeah. Both of them.
I'll take
it. I'm giving it to the mayor.
I'll give it to
mayor?
You. Yeah, the mayor, bro. Bro. He's out here just clapping cheeks just to hide corruption.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. No, you think he actually loved her?
Well, I mean, he says it in the movie.
I mean, you can say a lot of shit. Let's move on. Let's do the box office theater experience.
Let's do theater experience.
Dude, it was 2 weeks ago. I went by myself.
He's like, you think I remember?
Yeah, you think I remember? I went by myself Thursday night, as always, man. I try to get
there. Yeah, you didn't want to wait for me. We were supposed to go together, like we said.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. When did you go watch it?
We went Saturday, a week ago.
Both of you? You see, you went with Angel.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be me and you.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Like before.
Our theater was pretty empty.
Yeah, I can't even remember. Oh, we saw it with Alex.
We saw it with Alex.
Alex?
Lara.
Damn, how did he like it?
I think they enjoyed it. I heard him laughing and like giggling.
I mean, I texted people and I was like, honestly, I think you guys would enjoy this movie. Like, it was a fun movie. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. Funny, action-packed, didn't overstay its welcome.
It's what an action movie should be.
You also said that about the last couple movies and they were like complete trash.
Which ones?
All of them.
No, me
and
him.
And Garfield.
Garfield was a fun movie.
It was a terrible movie.
I didn't watch it.
It was entertaining.
It was for
I had to go watch it.
No.
I think I agree with Dolph. From start to finish, this movie always had something.
Yeah.
It had the, what do you call
it? The only reason why I gave it an A- was because the villain was a little shaky. But I really did love the final act too. Like the whole fight sequence. But yeah, it wasn't that packed. I don't think it was that packed.
The box office numbers will surprise us.
Like half.
You think so?
Yeah.
I can't remember, dude.
Before we guess what the budget was for this movie, I want y'all.
I think you know already because it was all over Twitter. Oh, you're not on social media right now.
I want you guys in the comments below, guess what the budget was for Ride or Die, Bad Boys for Life.
Under 100.
Are you telling us or telling them?
Them.
Yeah, yeah. Just put a number. Yeah, you don't even have to put.
Let us know what your bet is.
Let us know what your betting is.
What do you think?
We'll link it
it's
down.
It's got to be around like 150 to 200.
I'm giving it 120.
120? Dolphin's always a lot closer. It's 100 million. It's 100 million.
It wasn't over under. It was just exactly what. Yeah. I hate you. I hate you, motherfucker. I hate people like you.
Me collecting all the bets.
It's a push.
The house always wins, man.
We got him. We got him, ladies and gentlemen.
This is how we fund our new studio.
Yeah.
It was 100 million, exactly.
Hey, you know what I miss in the movie?
What?
His Ferrari.
He's never had a Ferrari. He's always been a Porsche.
Oh, he had a Ferrari in fucking Bad Boys 2, you dumb fucking bitch.
Yeah, but he had it for a little bit. The first one, it was a Porsche. Third one was a Porsche. This one's a Porsche.
Yeah, it's the same Porsche.
Even the second one.
He should have gotten another Porsche.
Even the second one was a Porsche at the beginning.
No, it wasn't. It was a Ferrari.
I don't know. Anyways, so I got a couple different numbers. As of, well, I guess we'll do opening weekend first. So opening weekend, the movie opened to 48.6 million internationally.
That's not, okay. Well, that's
pretty good. And 56 million domestically for a total worldwide of 105. 50?
That's pretty good. I think that, well, just comparing to numbers.
Let me say it again. 56 million domestically, 48.5 internationally for a total of 104 global.
That's not bad.
Opening weekend.
Yeah, that's not bad. We've done this a lot of times.
They made their money back.
Yeah, it's pretty much already made
but
money back.
We've done this enough to where I'm like, that's a good number. For
as
like,
of this recording, it's at 131 million.
Damn, so I only made 31 million the second weekend?
No, I made like 24.
But in total, like international and domestic?
Yeah.
No way. You're telling me how much did it make domestically the second weekend? No way.
It doesn't say.
Now you're asking too many numbers that we don't have.
No, I know. But like the thing is that means it would have made less than half of what it made.
Yeah, the drop off was really bad.
That's crazy with the audience score being so high.
Yeah.
You know, word of mouth is.
I mean, good for them. They've practically already made their money back.
Practically. I mean, it's all right.
They're in the positives at this point.
They are. And that's a positive for us because we love the theater experience.
Yeah. This is why they were saying that this movie has potentially saved the summer. Mm-hmm. Summer blockbusters.
I mean, that leads us right to, should they watch this movie?
I think so.
Yeah, 100%. Go to the movies. Run to the movies, honestly. Yeah. I think if you guys are not doing anything this weekend, I mean, whenever this comes out, go watch the movie. I don't know.
Whenever this comes out. They're already like 3 weeks behind.
No, I'm one episode behind now. ¿Qué dice?
Get your ass
up. Dice el Daniel.
Same thing.
Hey, you guys heard it, man. Whenever this comes out.
If Daniel says it, then it must be true.
Yeah, my boy Daniel is very hard to please. In bed and in the movies.
You would know.
Oh, yes.
You would know.
You would know, motherfucker. Motherfucker. Have you seen Sabrina's new song?
No.
What?
The Don't Embarrass Me, Motherfucker.
I've seen it on TikTok, but I haven't.
Yeah, it's just.
He's talking about Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
He knows how
the new song. Anyways, guys, a sponsor for today's video, as always.
As Samsung today, bring out the 135-inch TV that they're...
This video is brought to you by the Home Depot. Do more.
That's pop, motherfuckers.
Do more.
No, that's us.
That's me.
We're gonna get
we are, man. We're gonna get sued.
We're Desk Puff. Yeah, we are.
No, I'm not gonna leave that in. We're gonna get Eric to sponsor.
Eric Gonzalez.
La Presa.
Eric.
Landscaping.
What does Eric have to do with that?
Because he also has his little side gig.
Oh.
Okay. Well, it's Desk Pop, guys. It's us. It's him. It's Daniel.
It's we, they, them.
If you guys are watching us on YouTube, make sure you guys leave a like, you know, comment. It always helps out. Make sure you guys subscribe to us. Mm. But we also do have
Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yes, so
if you don't like watching our videos on YouTube, if you prefer to listen to us at work, at the gym, you know, while you're cleaning your house, if you hear my voice first thing Saturday morning, just know your ass is cleaning the house.
Just know, bro. It's ready. No, we've been doing a lot good on podcasts. I've been watching the stats, bro.
And leave us 5 stars on there too, guys.
5-star reviews. We've been doing a lot better. Like, it's growing. It's growing.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. But yeah, guys, thank you very much for that. Anyways, guys, that brings us
to the spoiler zone. Oh, I thought you were going to do it.
You're just standing there. Yeah.
Menacingly. Hey, did you end up putting his voice in the videos?
No, but I kept in the whole, like, us making fun, you know.
Fun of me?
Yeah.
Bitch. Let me ask you, what do you think of the runtime?
What is it? An hour? No, two hours.
It was like 2:15.
Yeah, it was like 2:15.
Yeah, it was all right.
Maybe. I thought it was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I did not feel like it was that long.
You know what was funny is that when we were watching it, I told Angel we were going to the casinos after. And he's like, how long is the movie? It was like 2 hours. He's like, fuck. We're not going to get to the casinos until like 1 a.m.
What time did you guys actually went to casinos?
Yeah, we went right after.
Did you guys get there at 1 in the morning?
No, we got there like 10.
I won like 90 bucks.
Nice. Good for you.
Hey. But yeah, I thought the runtime was good. I think what helped it is that there was always something going on in the movie. It always had you hooked.
Honestly, once they got like the plane, the whole plane sequence and them like on the run, like that completely changed the movie. I did not know where it was going until that happened. I'm like, okay, now it's a different change of pace, you know? Now like we got something else going, and then they like make it to their friend's safe house or back whatever. Then now they're like doing something else. It kept you guessing on what was going to happen, you know? Yeah. It wasn't like that predictable, which was nice, you know?
It was nice.
The pacing was good.
It was very nice seeing them run into some two redneck hillbillies.
That was a fun scene. Yeah. Este Armando just grabbing the truck. I thought he was going to run them over.
I did too. I was like,
they just hopped in the back, huh?
Yeah.
That's why I gave it an A-. They should have gotten run over. It was just so funny though. Like, this is our shirts, and then they look down and like, oh shit, was it the Reba shirt?
Reba,
and then
Reba McEntire. And then, like, sing us your favorite song.
It's so funny. And then what was the other shirt? The Confederate flag? Or
no, it was something like
it was something racist. No, like
something like white.
I'm proud white, to be white or something like that.
Yeah, or like white nationalism.
Yeah,
I don't know. I can't remember.
It was just so funny. That was a funny scene. But let's talk about the best scene. What was your favorite scene in the movie?
It's probably the ending. Where it's like
when the credits roll.
Are you talking about Reggie with the chicken? Or what are you talking about, the ending?
No, like I guess that's after the fight sequence, the last fight sequence between Will Smith and James, I think is his character's name.
Eric? Motherfucker, you're the one that looked it up.
The villain, the big villain.
Yeah, the big villain.
Do they fight on the beach, right?
Yeah, they fight
on the beach. Yeah. And then he's like, I know what you're talking about. That, honestly, that was one of my favorites, especially with the alligator, the white alligator. Yeah. What was the alligator?
Albino. They were like, he's albino. Racist.
Oh, the albino?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then it eats the mayor too, huh?
Yeah.
It was just
I called it. I told him.
Oh, yeah, he called it.
What, the mayor was
like, he's like, watch, they're going to eat the mayor.
Yeah.
And then like literally like 40 seconds later.
20 seconds later, they're like, pass.
I will say, though, my favorite scene, hands down, Reggie's house fight.
His name is McGrath. Yeah, that was a really good scene, too.
Where he sweeps the house.
Yeah, where he sweeps the house. And he looks badass to the point where he needs more scenes in the next movie. Like, he needs to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Marine. I like that obviously the women were in the closet scared. And the two, what do they call them? Mike and Marcus were like, hey, get him behind you. He's like, they're all excited, like, fucking.
What was your favorite scene?
Probably that one, too.
The Reggie or the...
Yeah.
Damn, you can't just piggyback on us, man.
Reggie was good.
Yeah.
Reggie, man.
He finally put some respect on his name.
No, finally, bro. Honestly, the chicken scene was funny, too. They're like, you know what? You're right. He did, like, kill, like, 15 men. Let's get out the grill. Okay. He's just standing there like, I want to cook my chicken.
He's like, permission to cook my chicken. He's like, permission denied.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Permission denied.
I like how they went through the whole thing. They're like, you know what? I'm going to go set the table.
Oh, it's just funny. Reggie honestly stepped it up. Sneaky MVP. But Martin, too. Martin was funny the whole way through, especially with that scene where the alligator comes. He's like, I can't die. I can't die, Mike.
Where did he, you know how when you, like when they say you die, you go to, what is it called? Purgatory?
Yeah, purgatory. I don't know if you pronounce the G or not.
It's purgatory.
Yeah, is it purgatory?
Yeah.
No, so he went to purgatory.
He went to purgatory and had a whole vision. In his mind, he thought he couldn't die because he had to fulfill something, right? Yeah. That was the whole thing.
I'm not going to lie. I thought he was going to die.
I thought he was going to die too. Bro, I'm right there with you. I really, like, that whole setup felt like he was dying.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I was like, oh my God, he's going to die.
Yeah. Oh, man, dude.
He's like, oh, I've been here before. And I was like, he's dying.
Yeah.
No, not my boy.
Taking my boy. Like, for like 10 minutes into the movie, like, no. Let me put this question out there. Do you think he should have died?
No.
No.
Oh, damn.
No. They would have ruined the movie.
I don't think they...
Like, at the
100% would have ruined the movie.
I don't think they should die.
No, like, ever. Like,
ever. Yeah. Ever. Yeah, I think they just retire or something.
Yeah. And then you just never see them.
Yeah. Yeah, just right off into the
just
sunset.
More Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah. Either one, not
if die. He would have died, I'm not even joking with you, the movie would have dropped down to, like, a C.
It probably wouldn't be as popular.
No, you don't think... Because he's such a funny character and a very beloved character. You don't think that would have added some, like, oomph? Like, if he died, like, oh, it's sad. Like...
No.
Like Iron Man dying, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm not comparing.
I know.
I'm not
comparing
Marcus or Iron Man, but like at some point, like, so, like if somebody dies, it's gonna be like a very emotional, you know? Like,
impact. I think this is one of those movies where they don't die because they've had their everybody else die, like their captain.
I will say the way they brought the captain back was a smart way. I'm like, he's getting a
check. Know, which is funny because it's the opposite. It just depends on the tone of the movie because, like, Top Gun Maverick, we always talk about how Tom Cruise's character should have died
in that movie.
Yeah,
it's because in that movie, they have a replacement, like those young guys, Miles. Teller, Miles...
Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell. Like, they can take up the mantle easily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like push the franchise forward, you know? I feel like this movie, they haven't really done that. There's no good replacements. Apart from Reggie. I think Reggie
I think that's what it was supposed to be. Like, the ammo in the third movie. Those guys, the ammo crew.
Yeah, but then they just... Yeah. Even in that movie, they became second fiddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think they, like, realized they're like, oh, we can't really...
Weren't there more people in that crew?
Yeah, just one other guy.
The little Asian dude.
Oh, they didn't come back? Or what? Did he die?
No.
Like, what?
No, he didn't come back. He just didn't bring him back.
Well, no, I'm saying that, like, I think Reggie and Armando could, like...
Take up that mantle?
Yeah. Fucking special ops?
Maybe. I don't know.
CIA?
We'll talk more about the sequel later. I do want to talk more about the worst scene. Like, what was the worst part for you? There's got to be a worst part.
I'm trying to think. Probably the introduction of the villain, to be honest.
When he cut the lady and then shot the lady, or
when he transfers the money into the
when he breaks into that apartment.
Yeah, I don't like there's that, like no context or nothing. It's just some dude breaking in, and
they could have worked on him better because they've done it good for the other movies.
Like Armando was the last one, you know, and he like had some stake to him. He was his kid, you know.
His introduction.
I'm glad they brought back like callbacks from the second movie too, like the Haitians and all that.
I wish we
could have seen the Haitians.
The Haitians. What I really hated also was the flashback scene of him at like the cartel getting like taken and all that.
Just tortured and stuff.
Yeah, that was just random ass.
Like, that was like, doesn't make sense.
They had like couple flashbacks to like the second movie, but like that flashback, I was like, it was not necessary. It didn't really give me anything.
No,
I still don't understand. So he got taken by the cartel, and then they just were like, "Hey, we can save your life if you." Work for us or like
no I honestly don't understand his reasoning.
Yeah that's what I'm saying.
I thought his reasoning was that he got taken by the cartel, mm-hmm. and he felt betrayed by like the U.S. government because they didn't
I don't even think it's that. I think it was just like sometimes you just join them,
yeah, like, and then you just like make
like
money.
If it happens to you, like you see kind of just join
like you have
he,
to
he talks about it, he says it in the movies, like you just yeah kinda, like just join them with it.
I don't know if you guys know why, put it in the comments below please. Okay. I don't
even think it was them, he just like started doing his own thing. They also made it seem like they knew who he was.
Ooh, the cartel?
No, the fucking McGrath guy. They were like, because they kept bringing it up. They're like, oh, he used to be one of us or some type of thing.
Well, they didn't know who he was, but Armando knew who he was.
Yeah, but when they say like one of us, it's like, was he a cop?
No, I think he was just
he was just like an army dude.
Yeah, he was, but that's one of us. Like, I think cops, firefighters, military, that they would all say they're...
Yeah, but you're making it like insinuating that he like, they used to work together.
No, I...
Because like, they see him, they're like...
No, oh, I think the like the way they see it, like they're all a brotherhood.
Yeah. No.
That's the way I see it. No, I don't think you do.
Brother.
That's not going to work out for me, brother.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
You know what I really liked? Armando had a great scene at the prison when they were like trying to attack him, and he noticed that the guys were going to gang up on him, and he grabs the weight and just chuck
his... yeah, I brought that up to Angel. I was like, how long is this fucking swirt? His shirt.
Oh, because it was a long
ass. Yeah, because he fucking tied it, and then he still had enough to fucking swing.
It was from like here to the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that fool had he had an extra long sweater or something. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
I don't know. I thought it was a badass scene. I thought badass fight scenes in this movie.
There was.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. I like the part where they get ambushed too when they get back to Miami and those contractors.
Yeah.
And, like start shooting at him and everything.
Oh, DJ Khaled?
Yeah.
Dude, that was random as fuck.
He was in the third one.
No, I know, but still, I wasn't expecting. Like,
he was just
know.
A member of a gang.
Yeah, did so he like, die in this movie, right? Yeah. He got crushed?
I don't know if he died, but he got like fucking...
Bro, the car got crushed and then exploded 10 seconds after. Of course he died.
He's like, is he dead?
They literally showed like a flaming corpse. It was like, okay.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't. You don't even see his body anymore.
Sometimes Angel just says shit.
Yeah.
I don't remember that either.
Fucking gaslighting, you fat fuck.
I know it exploded, but I don't know if he died.
It did.
I mean, I think he died.
You see him crushed and then like the scene you know
if someone survives that
DJ just next movie what's up another one
just broken legs and everything.
Built different I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we got more side characters too. We got the mayor, we got that one lady who for like
Rita,
I'm talking about the girl that
the U.S. Marshal,
the captain's daughter.
Yeah, what do you did you guys feel an emotional connection to her like no. letting Armando live?
No.
Like, do you guys think that was necessary? Do you guys think that was just, it was there?
I mean, she literally could have just arrested him. She didn't need to, like, let him go either.
I don't know. She said it was on site.
Yeah, she said it was on site.
Yeah.
No, I know, but she got talked down. But I was thinking, like, they were going to, like, just arrest him and throw him back in jail.
Did they not?
No,
she let him go.
They just let him go?
They let him go.
Yeah,
that's no way in real life.
She did.
No, I know, but.
Hey, you know what's funny, too? I was telling Angel, I was like, that little ass dinghy boat, he's going to get, like, 4 miles and run out of gas.
Which one?
Like at the end.
When he flees.
I was like, dude, you're not even gonna get, like, where are you gonna go?
Yeah, but they let him go just like that. Just
yeah,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Imagine your daughter just between you and the guy that killed your dad, and you're like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out.
She's like, spray and pray. I hope I don't hit her.
Yeah, one of those movie scenes where like I just need the fucking shot. Yeah, good times. You guys
have sequels? 100%.
Another one?
It's made its money already. The audience like it, so I think it's a sequel.
Yeah, I agree. I think what's the name of the Bad Boys?
The next one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Five Life?
No.
It ends here?
No, you think so?
Because it won't end there.
Yeah, but it can.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna go for like 5-6 movies.
Yeah, you don't know, dude. The Fast and Furious is
But they were built for that. They knew
they were not. Fast and Furious they knew was they not
were
built
gonna,
for that.
They knew they were gonna try and get multiple movies.
After the fifth one, they knew. After the fifth one, they were like, you know what, we got something here.
Yeah.
Because the first two, you know, they were like, that's why they did Tokyo Drift. It wasn't even with the original people. They were like, you know what, like.
Let us know down below in the comments what's gonna be the title of the next Bad Boys.
Yeah, I want to see the original stuff. Like, let me. And if you're hearing this on podcast, go to YouTube Bad and comment.
Reggie's life.
Reggie's back. Motherfucker's not the 15.
And it's just actually a plot twist. It's not about Reggie. It's about weed.
They recast Reggie.
Nah, he's very memorable for sure.
Yeah.
The face is just, you know.
Yeah.
He's got that face. You can't
recast him. You can recast anybody else. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence. Not Reggie though.
All right, guys. Well, that was our review of Bad Boys.
What you gonna do?
No, what was the title? Bad Boy, Ride or Die. Okay. All right, guys. Well,
he was gonna start singing.
I'm gonna keep that in though. That's
all right, guys. Well, that was our review of Bad Boys.
Ride or Die, stupid bitch.
Ride or Die.
You guys are struggling.
All right, guys. Well, that was our review of Bad Boys.
In. Don't even make him put the good one in.
I'm done.
Yeah, we're done there. Hey.
Ride or die.
Ride or die.
Let us know down below. I'm getting to it. Relax.
Fucking, you're getting into character. Well, just fucking say it.
No, it's good. Duffel keeps giggling over here.
No, well, let him get.
it's good for entertainment.
That was our review of Bad Boys, Ride or Die. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to be watching the movie at home, in theaters? Are you going to skip out on it completely? And let us know. Do you think it should get a sequel? A sequel. You know what a sequel is?
Yeah, it's the second one.
Spit it out, bitch.
Okay. Let us know down below. We'll see you guys next time.
What you gonna do?
This is... That was terrible.